So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
I remember as a child listening to my grandma talking to one of my uncles. He was going through a rough patch, you know, one of those times where he was down. And as she was coming to the conclusion of her lecture, she said four words that would stick with me for the rest, well, the rest of my 28 years. She said, "Son, you gotta keep trucking." Little did I know, those words would go much further than the big red fire truck I had imagined as a kid. Growing up, I prided myself on making my family happy. My family is the type of family that brags. Like, whenever you do good, something do good. Oh, my goodness. My boy done won state. Your boy play football? My boy done won state. You know, I got one of those kind of families. Just go everywhere. You go to HEB, my dad would be like, he'd be talking to the clerk. Man, my son made the honor roll. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, I just had one, and I prided myself on those things because it made me want to do better. So by the time I was 17 years old, I had a state championship in football. I was honor roll student. I was doing good basketball and track, and I had recently joined something that would eventually change my life forever. I was doing my first year of choir, chorale. And I've always been able to sing, but I was like, chorale isn't for me. I'm an athlete, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be out there doing all that. But anyways, so I'm doing something that separates me from the rest of the guys. You know, there's guys that are just as athletic as me, more athletic as me, but there's nobody who's athletic as me who can sing like I can sing. I love that. You know, until Josh came around. Josh was 6 feet two, about 215 pounds, 17-year-old. As soon as he walked into the choir room, I was like, who's this guy? And it's crazy. As soon as he starts singing, like, I can sing, but Josh can sing. You know what I'm saying? Josh is like a mix between a baby Luther Vandross and a Jamie Foxx. Like, the voice of baby Jesus. But anyways, you guys got to stop laughing. And so he starts singing, and I'm like, oh, wow, this guy, I don't think I like this guy. This guy's good. So after one of my spring concerts, one of our spring concerts, he gets on the piano. Not only can he sing, he could play the piano, y'all. He gets on the piano and he starts singing this song by Jamie Foxx. It's called Heaven. And it's like, we're in the school cafeteria. As soon as he starts singing, it's like somebody dimmed the lights. The teachers forgot that they were teachers. The students were in pandemonium. It was like, I've never got this kind of reaction when I was singing. When I sing, it's like, oh, you're good, dude. Or, that's nice. Nah, Josh got, oh, my God. You know, it was like, okay, I don't like that. So at the end of the performance, I walk up to him, and I'm just like, hey, teach me that song. He taught me three chords. Those chords weren't really right, now that I know how to play it this day. But I practiced those chords until they kind of sounded like the song. Fast forward to Christmas, my grandma just happens to have a keyboard set up in the living room, and I show, hey, grandma, look what I could do. You know, and she's like, want me to buy you a keyboard, baby? Yes. So I don't know what a sustain pedal is yet. I don't even know what a keyboard stand is yet. But I have this big old 77-key Casio. I have it on my lap. I'm on YouTube. You know, this is before Justin Bieber got popular. This is when he was still on YouTube. So I was just, you know, playing finger by finger, shaking because I wasn't used to playing. And little did I know that day was the day that would change the rest of my life. Those three chords, because it was that day I decided music is what I'm going to do. So fast forward to college. College was something I was always nervous about. I always did good in life. I was always naturally good at everything. But college was one of those things that I was not. I got around the wrong crowd. I stopped going to class. Drank a little bit too much. And I ended up failing out of college. I ended up, it was bad. But I never went home because I know if I would have went home, I wouldn't have finished. And so what I did was I would practice the piano 8 hours a day. I would keep performing with the jazz band with the college. I'll keep performing with the chorale in the college. And I stay in good standings with my music professors. And long story short, because the harmonica just blew, I ended up applying to financial aid, and I ended up applying back into school the next year, only to find out that everything gets denied. And I'm like, wow, okay, so that sob story I wrote, financial aid, didn't really work. And so I stay out of school, I keep practicing, I keep the next semester going around, and I apply again, and I get denied. And so at this point, I'm at a really low place in life. I'm like, well, I failed my family. My family really just found out I failed. I was just up at school, living on friends' couches, living place to place, just trying to maintain and not tell my family what I was actually going through. When all the while, I could have just told them, went home, and not went through a lot of stuff I went through. But that's just a part of being young, y'all. Y'all got to understand. I think most of us have been there. But eventually, I get this phone call. One of the guys from the jazz band, the piano player, can't make it. And he calls me, and I'm like, yes, I got a rent to pay. I want to play. So turns out that this gig is for the school's provost, y'all. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm taking it. And I'm thinking it was like this fancy event. You know, I'm like, all right, I got to play for all these school board people. Got to come in a tuxedo. Come to find out, it was her family reunion. And so when I get there, I charge straight at her. I don't mean to do it. I charge straight at her. I'm like, look, I've been trying to get back into school. I know I messed up. I know I did this. I know I did that and the other. But she's like, you set up over there. And so I'm looking like, okay, so I guess I go set up. Anyways, we get to playing, her family gets to dancing, everything keeps going, and she comes up to me at the end, she's like, son, we got to get you out of school. Come to my office next week. So I go to her office, and we go through this ordeal, we set goals, we make plans, and not only did I get back into school, y'all, my financial aid got approved with the same letter I used the semester before. It was a good letter. I put a lot of thought into it. And I finished college last May since I've been back, 3.6 GPA. And so with that being said, I know that with persistence, you can get through anything in life, and there's nothing else in this life that can stop me. Thank you.
So tired of us by the end. Oh.